It's on the ballot in California. And it's been said that if it carries in California, it's going to be a test case. Then they're going to try it in other states, the South, the Midwest, the Northeast. Well, Mr. Carter endorsed Proposition 14 last week, and the net result was he lost one of his co-chairmen for the farm section in that area, Congressman Bernie Sisk. He quit, and he said, in effect, I don't understand this man. Either he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's changed his position at least three times. We could have told Bernie that before. But I just say, take a look at the record. And I say to my business friends, as I said to a group in Boston last night, we've had a battle on commissitis picketing. Some of the liberals in Congress thought commissitis was a suit with three vests. But they voted for it. They were encouraged to vote for it by some of the labor leaders in this country. It's reported when George Meany was asked to consider running for president, he said, why step down? He knows where the power is, and he's backing Mr. Carter to the hilt. And I don't quarrel with the rank-and-file labor members. I don't quarrel with the right to organize labor and labor leaders to have some influence. They represent millions of people, but they shouldn't have it all. And was pointed out, I think, by Jack Edwards. They've got lopsided majorities in the Congress. Lopsided majorities in the Congress. We're going to pick up some seats, hopefully in Alabama and other states this year, but it's still probably going to be a Democrat Congress, a Democrat House, and Democrat Senate. Let's don't give them the White House. Let's don't give it all to organized labor. And I say that because I believe that we have an obligation as Democrats and as Republicans and as independents. Take a cold, hard look at the candidates. Not because we're Republicans. Not because it's Jerry Ford and Bob Dole. Not because I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and the president's coming to Mobile next week. Not because Carter's from the South. Not because he promises and promises and promises. But because we have to choose in about 7 weeks which course America will follow for the next 4 years. We're not perfect. President Ford has made mistakes. I've made mistakes. But I believe, if you take a hard look, and I mean a hard look, you've got a choice. You've got a conservative, moderate to conservative ticket on the one hand and a liberal ticket on the other hand. And I don't think the choice should be very difficult. But it's your choice to make. And I say it, I hope, with all sincerity I can muster. And I say it in Alabama, and I say it in New York, and I say it in my state of Kansas. The choice you make will be very important. Not because of the personalities involved, but because of the young people here, because of blacks and Spanish-speaking and white Americans, young and old. It affects every American. And don't buy the bunk that the Republicans, and President Ford in particular, is not a man of compassion. He is a man of compassion. He doesn't take the easy route. He doesn't sign every bill sent to him by Congress. He's had the courage and the integrity to veto 55 bills, not because he wanted to, but because he had to save this country from bankruptcy. And that's what it's all about. And Governor Carter, who wrings his hands and moralizes and posturizes about vetoes, forgot to tell you, he vetoed 154 when he was governor of Georgia, and I assume there was some justification for those. And I say that we ought to stop the hypocrisy, stop the demagoguery, and lay it out on the line. The American voters are sophisticated. They want us to tell the truth. And I'm here to tell the truth. I'm here to ask for your help as honestly as I know. Not just to be here for the dinner, but to tell your friends and your neighbors and write letters and knock on doors for the future of America. And despite what we say about America, all the faults people find with America, all the faults we find with Americans, all the faults we find with public officials and others. You know, I've been in Congress 16 years, and I've had a lot of nasty letters. Some were probably deserved, but I never had a single letter from any constituent asking for a permanent visa to some other country. And that says something about America. I think it's time we stood up for America. We talked about what's right with America. And we start our third century with President Ford in the White House. Thank you very much.
Sunday, September the 19th, the following is an interview on the jet with APUPI.